Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It is a joy to stand before you again.
很喜乐再次站立在你们面前。
Feels like we haven't had a lot of time together, when I usually speak up here.
当我在这边讲道的时候，常常没有很多时间和你们相处。
I'm pleased to have the whole, sermon time with you this morning.
我很乐意的今早在信息时间与你们同在。
Before we dig into God's word, let us look to Him in prayer.
在我们读神的话前，让我们先向他献上祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父
，guide us in Your word.
接着你的话引导我们。
Lead us in the way of life everlasting.
引导我们走永生的道路。
Show us and reveal to us your heart.
显明你的心。
And teach us how to pray.
教导我们如何祷告。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We've been going through Jesus' prayer in Luke chapter 11.
我们一直在讲路加福音十一章关于耶稣教导的祷告。
The disciples have walked with Jesus many years.
这些门徒与耶稣同行许多年。
They've spent many days and nights with him.
日夜都与他同在。
And they see the power that Jesus has.
他们看到耶稣的能力。
And the relationship that he has with the Father.
而看到他与父的关系。
And through it all, they've seen Jesus constantly in prayer.
他们也看见耶稣不断的祷告。
And so in Luke chapter 11, the disciples have come to Jesus and they're asking Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray.
所以在路加福音11章，主的门徒来见耶稣说，主啊，教我们祷告。
And we've seen what Jesus has said. Jesus has told us the most important thing to pray.
耶稣也教导他们什么是祷告最重要的事项。
And the mostprimary thing we can pray is about God's kingdom.
我们所祷告的首要事项是神的国。
About what God desires, what's on His heart.
是讲到神的心，神要的是什么。
Before we pray anything about ourselves,
在我们祷告关于我们自己事之前，
the most important thing we pray is for God's work.
我们所要祷告最重要的事情是神的工作。
For God's kingdom to come.
愿神的国降临。
And after Jesus has taught us to pray for God's kingdom,
当耶稣教导了我们为神的国祷告,
He now tells us to pray for ourselves.
他接着教导我们为自己祷告。
And we looked also at Proverbs chapter 30.
我们也看过，上次也讲过箴言三十章。
And in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7, there is these sayings of Agur.
在第三十章这里有讲到雅古尔的言语。
And in verse 7, Agur prays to God.
在第七节中，雅古尔他向神祷告。
And he asked God, Lord, give me two things.
他说求我求你两件事。
Let's look at the verse. Two things I ask of you, Lord, do not refuse me before I die.
我求你两件事在我未死之前不要不赐给我。
Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread.
求你使虚假和谎言远离我使我也不贫穷也不富足赐给我虚用的饮食。
And last time we looked at Jesus teaching us to pray, Lord, give us each day our daily bread.
上一次我们是讲到主啊你教我们祷告将每日的饮食赐给我们。
It speaks to the core of our physical needs.
是讲到我们肉身需要的核心。
What we need to live day by day.
我们要如何的维持每一天的生活。
We depend on God for all of it.
我们需要依靠神。
But that's actually not the first thing that Agur tells, Agur asked the Lord for.
可是讲到肉身的食物并不是雅古尔 向神所求的首先的事。
The first thing he asked God is to keep falsehood and lies far from me.
他所求的第一件事是说，求你使虚假和谎言远离我。
So let's turn back to our passage in Luke chapter 11.
所以我们翻到今天所要读的路加福音十一章。
And just to review, we'll start at verse 2.
来，我们先从第二节来复习。
And he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Give us each day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.
赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
The next thing we are to pray for ourselves is about our greatest spiritual need.
所以我们接着要祷告的是我们最大的属灵的需要。
We pray our physical need, and now we pray for our spiritual needs.
我们先为我们肉身的需要祷告，然后再为我们属灵的需要祷告。
And I think we can all agree that our spiritual needs are greater.
我想我们都会同意我们属灵的需要更大。
Our physical needs only go day by day.
我们肉身的需要是每一天所要的。
No matter what God gives us on this earth, it will only last a certain while.
不管神所赐给我们任何在世上的东西，它只能存留短暂的时间。
It will not last forever.
它无法永存。
There is a greater need.
有个更大的需要。
But Jesus knows we need to pray for the things of our physical body first, because when we're hungry, nothing else really matters.
可是主知道我们要先为自己肉身需求，因为当我们饥饿的时候，其他的事情好像都不重要了。
So God in His grace fulfills our daily earthly need, so we can now cry out to Him for our spiritual need.
神因着他的恩典，他乐意赐给我们肉身的需要，所以当我们满足肉身需要，我们在呼求神为我们属灵的需要。
Well, what is our greatest spiritual need?
那我们最大的属灵需要是什么？
Our greatest need above everything else is that we are sinful.
我们最大的需要超乎其他一切，就是我们是很有罪的。
That everyone born in this world is under God's wrath.
每一个生在这世上的人都在神的愤怒之下。
And all of us at the end of our lives are going to face judgment.
所有的人在我们这一生结束的时候要面对神的审判。
And us being sinful beings, we are going to face that judgment and we are going to fail.
而作为一个有充满罪孽的人，我们必须知道在神的审判前我们都是失败的。
That sin has earned the wrath of God.
我们的罪赚取了神的愤怒。
That sin has separated us from God the Father.
我们的罪使我们与父神隔绝。
That relationship that we're supposed to have with God is broken because of that sin inside of us.
我们应该与父有的关系是因为我们里面的罪而被隔绝了。
I want to bring our attention to a parable that Jesus told.
我想带到一个耶稣所讲的一个比喻中。
Jesus told a parable earlier on in Luke about a lost son.
耶稣在路加福音之前讲到一个比喻关于浪子的故事。
And in that parable, Jesus tells us there's this father who has two sons.
那里讲到一个父亲有两个儿子。
And the youngest son goes to his father and says, Father, I want my half of the inheritance.
而小儿子到父那里说，父啊，请将你一半的财产分给我。
In other words, Father, I wish you were dead. I want all of your stuff.
好比他说，父啊，我希望你早点死，所以我可以继承你的遗产。
I want everything that you can provide without you in the picture.
我要你所能够赐给我的一切，可是我不要你。
This is a picture of us.
这其实就是我们的写照。
All of us, before we know God, have said, God, I want your blessings, but I want nothing to do with you.
我们其实每一个人都在说，神啊，我要你的祝福，可是我不想要与你有关的任何事。
Either I don't believe you exist, or if you do exist, I hope that you don't.
要不然我就不相信你的存在，要不然就算你真的相信，我知道你存在，可是我真希望你不存在。
Just let me enjoy your blessings.
就让我享受你的祝福就够了。
And this is what the younger son does to the father.
这就是小儿子向父亲所说的话。
What kind of relationship does the son have with the father?
这个小儿子与父亲有怎么样的一个关系呢？
There's supposed to be this relationship. There's the father and his beloved son.
照理说是应该有个父亲和儿子之间父子之爱。
But they have no relationship.
他们却没有关系。
The younger son has destroyed it.
这个小儿子把这个关系破坏了。
He said right to his father's face, I wish you were dead.
他好比对着父亲的面说，我真希望你已经死了。
I want everything that I have coming to me without you.
我希望本来就应该归我的这些东西，而我不想要有你。
And the father gives half of everything he has to his son.
这个父亲就把他所拥有的一半都给了这小儿子。
And his younger son goes and he squanders all that money.
这小儿子就离开了，就浪费了这些财物。
His father and his son are estranged.
父子之间就变成形同陌路了。
I don't know if you've ever had a relationship that's supposed to be close and something happens in it and it destroys the relationship.
我不知道你们有没有经历过曾经有一些关系，可是因为某种原因这关系破坏了。
Maybe you did something or maybe they did something.
或许你做了一些事，或者对方做了一些事。
Maybe there was some misunderstanding.
或许中间有误会。
There was a fight.
你们争吵了。
But the result of it, you two that were supposed to be so close ended up estranged.
结果呢，本来两个非常亲密的人，因着这样子的事情而关系破坏了。
Maybe you were best friends.
可能你们是最好的朋友。
And now you don't talk to one another.
现在你们不讲话。
And you think dark thoughts about the other.
甚至你们有一些黑暗的思想想到对方。
And maybe sometimes you think, oh man, I miss my best friend.
或许你有时候会想，哎，我还蛮想我的朋友的。
But there's this wall between you.
可是你和朋友之间有一道墙。
And even if you see them at church or on the street, it's awkward.
甚至当你在街上在教会里碰到你这个朋友的时候都有感觉都怪怪的。
This youngest son and the father are supposed to have this relationship, but it's destroyed.
这个小儿子和父亲本来应该有一个正常关系却被毁坏了。
God created mankind to be with him, to be like him.
神造了人要人与他同在 要人像他。
To enjoy a community and relationship like none other.
要与人之间有一个与其他万物都不一样的一个特殊关系。
But that relationship was destroyed.
可是那个关系被破坏了。
Adam and Eve says, I want the good things that you have for me.
亚当和夏娃说，我要你所赐给我的美物。
But I want it without you.
可是我不需要你。
And they chose not to believe God.
他们选择不信神。
And they believed the lie of Satan.
他们相信，选择相信撒旦的谎言。
And that relationship that was supposed to be so close is destroyed.
所以那个本来何等密切的关系被破坏了。
This speaks to our greatest spiritual need.
这就说明我们最大的属灵需要。
Above all else, we need to be reconciled to our Father.
我们要与父亲恢复关系是超越任何其他的需要。
David, King David, is said to have had the very heart after God's own heart.
大卫王, 我们知道他是一个合神心意的人。
Have you ever wondered what that means?
你们有没有想过合神心意是什么意思?
Is it because he was more righteous than other people?
是因为他比其他人更公义吗?
He was more perfect?
他比其他人更完全?
He didn't sin?
他没犯过罪?
Well, we know from God's word that he certainly did.
我们知道从神的话, 他的确犯了罪。
He certainly messed up multiple times.
他好几次犯罪。
He sinned in such spectacular ways it led to the death of other people.
他的犯罪犯得这么严重, 造成别人的死亡。
How does this sinner, David, how does he have a heart that is like God's heart?
这个罪人大卫, 他如何有神的心为他的心呢?
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 51.
我们翻到 诗篇 51篇
Psalm chapter 51 is the psalm that David wrote after the prophet Nathan comes and confronts him with his sin.
诗篇 51篇是在先知拿单来告诉大卫他所犯的罪以后大卫写的诗。
His sin with Bathsheba is laid bare before him.
他与拔示巴犯的罪赤露敞开的在他面前。
He's hurt people, he's killed people.
他伤害人,他杀了人。
And yet, look at what he writes in Psalm 51.
而我们看他在51篇是怎么写的。
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions.
神啊, 求你按你的慈爱连续我。 按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin.
求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽并解除我的罪。
For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me.
因为我知道我的过犯,我的罪常在我面前。
Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge.
我向你犯罪,唯独得罪了你,我在你眼前行了这恶,以致你责备我的时候显为公义,判断我的时候显为清正。
Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
我是在罪孽里生的,在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place.
你所喜爱的是内里诚实, 你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow.
求你用牛膝草洁净我, 我就干净。 求你洗涤我,
Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice.
求你使我得听欢喜快乐的声音,使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。
Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity.
求你掩面不看我的罪,涂抹我一切的罪孽。
Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
神啊,求你为我造清洁的心,使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me.
不要丢弃我,使我离开你的面,不要从我收回你的圣灵。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
求你使我仍得救恩之乐,赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
I remember when I was younger and I read this psalm, it sounded strange to me.
我记得当我年轻的时候读这诗篇的时候,听起来蛮奇怪的。
David just killed Bathsheba's husband and took Bathsheba for himself.
大卫杀了拔示巴的丈夫而娶了拔示巴。And
yet David says, against God and God alone have I sinned.
他却说我犯罪,唯独得罪了你。And
I imagine that Bathsheba's husband and Bathsheba were like, wait, 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 how about me?
那可是你想这个拔示巴的丈夫有没有说,诶,你有没有得罪我啊?
But this speaks to David's heart.
可是这里讲到大卫的心。
David sees the damage that his son has actually done.
他看见他罪的影响, 是什么？
It's come between him and God.
拦阻了他与神之间的关系。
So he says, do not cast me from your presence.
这里就讲到不要丢弃我使我离开你的面。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
求你使我仍得救恩之乐。
I've messed up.
我搞砸了。
I've sinned.
我犯罪了。
And now I'm far from you, Lord.
主啊，现在我离你好远。
David knows his need.
大卫知道他的需要。
And his greatest need is to be back with the Father.
所以他最大的需要是与神和好。
What was the greatest need of the youngest son in the parable of the lost son?
所以在浪子的故事中，小儿子最大的需要是什么？
Well, Jesus tells us that when he's come to the end of his money, he doesn't have anything. He's left feeding pigs.
圣经告诉我们，当他把这些钱都挥霍光的时候，他什么钱都没有，只好去喂猪。
And as he's in this horrible place, he comes up with an idea.
他在这个糟糕的环境中，他突然有一个想法。
How am I going to solve my problem?
我怎么解决现在的难处呢？
What's my greatest need?
我最大的需要是什么？
And his stomach says, grr, 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 it's me.
所以他的肚子咕噜咕噜叫说，哎呀，问题在这里。
And so the solution is, I'm going to go back to my father and I'm going to ask him for a job.
所以他做出的结论是，我要到我父亲那里求他给我一份工作。
I'm going to ask my father for daily bread.
我要求我父将每一天的食物赐给我。
He goes back to his father.
他回到父亲那里。
He doesn't even get his whole request out of his mouth.
他对父亲的话还没讲完。
And what does the father do? The father does not give him a job right away.
这个父亲却没有马上给他一份工作。
He doesn't give him daily bread.
他没有把每日的饮食马上给他。
He gives him his greatest need first.
他先给他儿子他最大的需要。
Take back these items that are indication that you are my son.
他把这个他告诉这个浪子说，你是我的儿子。
Take this ring, take this cloak, take these sandals.
把这个戒指给他戴上，给他披上袍子，给他穿上鞋子。
And he throws himself around his son's neck.
他就紧紧地抱住这个儿子。
And he kissed him.
然后亲了儿子。
The father gave him what he needed the most.
父亲给他的是他最需要的。
The son's relationship to the father.
是那儿子与父亲的关系。
That's the greatest need we have.
这是我们最需要的。
The English congregation has heard me tell the story before of my youngest daughter.
英文的弟兄姐妹听过我讲过关于我女儿的故事。
And maybe about a year ago, well, she's always been very emotional.
大概一年前，我这个女儿非常的情绪化。
And so she cries very easily.
她很容易就哭。
But last year she went through this period of time where she cried about everything that she thought, you know, she did wrong.
去年呢，每一次她觉得有些事情我们会认为她做错的事，她马上就哭。
Even something like, oh, that's not the right shoe to put your foot on.
甚至当我们说，哎呀，你穿错鞋子了，她也要哭。
And then she'll make a face.
她马上就做出这样子一个脸。
And then the tears would start to flow.
然后眼泪就流下来。
We think she has a great career in Korean dramas.
我们觉得她作为韩国戏剧里面的演员是很好的。
And as she's crying out her eyes.
他就这样子拼命的不断的哭。
Yes, I'm sorry.
他说哦，对不起。
And then she wants a hug.
然后他要我们抱他。
And you know, it's very cute for the small things.
在这小的事情上是很可爱。
Oh, it's okay, it's okay.
就我们说 OK 没关系没关系。
She thought even those little things that we were mad at her.
她甚至以为这些小事情我们都在对她生气。
This was something that had come between her and her parents.
好像因为这些小事情使她与她父母亲之间有了拦阻。
And so she didn't hesitate to cry and ask, I'm sorry, I want a hug.
所以她每一次都很快的就说，哦，对不起，我很抱歉，请抱我。
And even those times when she did something really, really bad.
而甚至有时候她的确是做了一些很不好的事。
And my wife and me would be really mad at her.
我太太很生她的气。
And we didn't want to accept her apology and give her a hug.
那让我们气到我们不想接受她的道歉 和抱她一下。
She'd just sit there crying at our feet and just saying, I'm sorry, and crying, and all the tears everywhere.
所以她就一直坐在那边一直哭一直哭眼泪就到处流。
And she wouldn't stop until we actually picked her up and gave her a hug.
她就一直坐在那边一直等到我们把她抱起来。
And she said, fine, I'll give you a hug.
所以太太就说好吧我抱你抱抱你吧。
This is the heart of David.
这是大卫的心。
God, I need to be with you.
神啊我需要和你在一起。
The greatest need in all the world is for me to know that we're okay.
这世上对我来说最大的需要就是我和你之间是没有间隔的。
That I'm your child and you are my God.
我是你的孩子你是我的神。
That you're my father.
你是我的父。
And so David prays in Psalm 51, Get all the stuff out of me.
所以在诗篇51篇的时候大卫祷告说把我里面的东西都扔了。
Forgive me.
赦免我。
I'm sorry.
我很抱歉。
Well, David says it in a lot nicer language than my daughter did.
大卫用的言辞比我女儿讲的好听多了。
But the heart is the same.
可是他们都有同样的心。
I need to know I'm right with you, Father.
父啊，我需要知道我和你之间是没有拦阻。
And so the youngest son of the parable, that's his greatest need, even if he didn't know it.
所以对这个小儿子浪子来说，他最大的需要是这里，可是他却不知道。
He comes to the father asking for money for food.
可是他到父亲来却是要来要钱，要来拿食要食物。
And the father looks at this faithless, good for nothing failure of a son.
这个父亲看着这个不忠义不信实的一个败子。
And he gives him back the relationship that he needs.
他却给了他这个把这个中断的关系把他恢复了。
You are my son, I'm your father.
你是我的儿子我是你的爸爸。
So our greatest need in a word is forgiveness.
所以我们最大的需要只是一个字就是赦免。
If that sin is what is separating us from God, we need a way to get rid of it.
如果我们与神之间因着罪而被隔绝我们需要得到赦免。
And the way to get rid of it is through forgiveness.
我们需要被赦免就是需要神的拯救。
Now I want to look deeper in this word to see what it means.
我们要再继续的来看这一段经文。
Because many of us know what that word means in our head.
所以因为我们许多人知道这光是头脑知道这个字。
But we don't really know a lot about forgiveness.
可是我们并不真实的认识到什么是赦免。
So let's go back to that parable of the father and the lost son.
我们再回到这个父亲与浪子的比喻。
There are three things that I want to draw our attention about to learn about forgiveness.
关于饶恕，我希望来讲明三件事。
The first thing is that forgiveness is not earned.
第一个，饶恕不是赚取的。
The younger son comes back.
这个小儿子回来。
The father does not say before, you know, he reinstates him as a son, well, we've got to come up with a payment plan.
他没有先 在与儿子和好前先说好我们要开始想一个如何分期你来偿还这些失去的钱
You've wasted half of everything that I had
我拥有的一切你竟然浪费了一半
We've got to come up with a way for you to pay me back
我们先要好好的计划一下你要如何把这失掉的钱补回给我
We're even seeing that his son is, you know, destitute and doesn't have anything. Maybe he wants the son to apologize enough.
或者说，知道他儿子完全没能力还的话，他说你至少要好好跟我认罪。
I want to know, son, that you're sorry enough.
他没有跟儿子说，哎呀，我要看到你真的是诚心的悔改。
I want you to know what you've done.
我要你知道你自己对我做了什么
And understand the horrible thing that you have done to me.
知道你向我所行的事是何等的可怕
What that would be doing is forcing the younger son to pay back.
这些事情都是在要求他的儿子要来偿还
To earn forgiveness through either paying back of the debt or earning it by his own contrition.
要借着或许他的悲哀痛悔借着偿还来赚回他的赦免对从父亲的赦免
But the father doesn't do any of that
这个父亲什么都没做
His son is still penniless
他的儿子仍然身无分文
His son still doesn't seem to be really that sorry
他儿子也看起来不是那么的有罪疚感
And yet this worthless son he says I forgive you
他却对这个不配的儿子说我赦免你
That's forgiveness
这是赦免
Second is that forgiveness is not free
第二个赦免是免费的
Now it seems contradictory that I just said it's not earned but yet it's not free
不是免费的
But it is very costly
这个赦免是要很大的代价的。
When I was in college, I need to study a lot of economics and a lot of physics.
在大学的时候，我需要读经济学和物理学。
And anyone who's tried to balance a budget or, you know, make these numbers work, know there's no such thing as just erasing numbers.
如果你是在做账的，你就知道你没有办法就把一笔账就这样子给就划掉了。
There is a conservation of mass, conservation of matter.
所有的物质都是不变会存留的。
And also a conservation of money.
所以钱也是钱怎么样它还是留在那里的。
So in this situation, the younger son and the father, if the son is not going to pay the father back, who pays?
所以这些如果这个小儿子他没有办法偿还父亲那谁偿还父亲
It's not some magical equation where the father just says, Oh, I forgive you, and then suddenly the half that was wasted comes back.
不是因为父亲说，哎呀，我赦免了你，那他所损失的那一半的财富就突然就出现了。
The half of everything the father owned is gone.
那一半是消失了，早就不在了。
And if the son doesn't pay it back, the father's got to take the loss.
如果这儿子无能力偿还，父亲必须要接受这个损失。
So forgiveness is not earned by the son.
所以这个赦免对儿子来说是不是赚取的。
But for the father to forgive the son, to restore him to being his son, he's got to take a great cost upon himself.
可是这个父亲他要赦免。这个儿子他要与儿子关系中断的关系恢复他却要付上很大的代价
So when the father says I forgive you he's saying I'm not going to require that money back from you
所以当他说我赦免你的时候他同时等于说了你所付的钱就不用偿还了
He's chosen to take half of all that he has as lost
他就好比财务做账说我这一半的亏损就被划掉划就没了就作为损失
That's what it has cost him
所以这个父亲是付上了这样子的代价
Thirdly, forgiveness is not forgetting
第三个赦免不是忘记
I say this because in English we say Forgive and forget.
因为英文我们常说，赦免了就忘掉了。
As if forgetting is somehow a necessary requirement to forgive.
好比说你必须要真的把这件事忘掉了，你才真的赦免了。
We say in effect, I will forgive you when I don't remember what you did.
好比我说了，好比我对一个人说，当我再也记不得这件事情的时候，我就是赦免你了。
When I'm not hurt anymore.
当我不再受伤了。
When what you did doesn't even matter to me anymore.
当你对我所做的对我来说已经不重要的时候。
Then I will forgive you.
等到那时候我就赦免你。
But that's not what the Father does.
这不是父亲所做的。
How can the Father forget half of everything they owned is now gone?
父亲怎么忘掉他财产的一半全被浪费掉了。
How can he forget those nights, you know, not being able to sleep, wondering how his son is doing?
他只能忘记那无数个失眠的夜晚，他在想着他的儿子到底现在在做在哪里。
That time waiting on the wall, looking out for his son.
那多长的时间，父亲怎能忘记他在每天在想着他的儿子？
He's not going to forget that.
他才不会忘记。
And he certainly hasn't by the time the son came back.
当儿子回来的时候，他当然这些东西都在他脑海里。
But when we forgive, we do not forget.
所以当我们赦免的时候，我们并没有把它忘掉。
We choose not to hold that sin against the other person.
可是我们却选择不把这些得罪我们的事情来再次的提出来。
The father says, that debt you owe, I will never hold against you.
这父亲向儿子说，你所欠我的，我再也不拿这些事情来责问你。
You don't have to live your life worrying, is the father going to come back at some point in time and say, oh, I think today is a good time to start paying back that debt.
这个小儿子将来生活，他不会突然会想到，哎，我是不是开始要跟父亲坐下来说，我们开始有一个分期偿还的计划。
When the father forgives his son, he releases him from that.
当这个父亲赦免他的小儿子的时候，他已经把儿子从这个欠债之中给挪去了。
The weight of that debt is no longer going to be required from the son.
那个欠债的那个重担已经从小儿子身上脱落了。
So forgiveness is more of an act of the will than of the mind.
所以这里不是
forgetting.
这里不是一个赦免，不是在脑子里面的忘记了，而是在你作为个人做的一个选择。
This is forgiveness.
这是赦免。
So when we speak of God forgiving us, this is what he does.
所以当我们讲到神赦免我们的时候，这也是神所做的赦免。
And this is what we affirm in God's word.
这也是在神的话语里面我们可以看到神是如何赦免我们。
God's forgiveness is not earned.
神的赦免不是我们赚取的。
You can't do anything to buy that forgiveness.
你没办法做任何事来赚取你的赦免。
We can't buy our own actions or willpower or good behavior earn a right relationship with God.
我们不能够因为自己行善做好人好事来让我们与神的关系得到恢复。
It's not earned.
这不是赚取的。
But in the same way, forgiveness is not free.
而同样的这个赦免也不是免费的。
God cannot just magically erase our sins into thin air.
神不能够行什么一个奇迹来就把我们的所有的罪就这样的消失了。
If we do not pay the cost of our sins, then who does?
如果我们不无法负担承受我们罪的代价，谁要付上的代价？
Someone's always got to pay.
总有人要付上代价。
And so when God forgives us, He says, I will take that debt on myself.
所以当神赦免我们的时候，神是把这个代价背在他自己身上。
And that's what He does in Jesus.
这也就是他在耶稣基督身上所做的。
He sends His Son Jesus and dies on the cross for our sins.
他差遣他的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
All the debt that is ours, all the wrath that is ours, everything associated with that debt is placed from our shoulders onto Jesus' shoulders.
我们所有因罪而有的重担，我们因罪所有的惩罚和神的愤怒，全部都放在耶稣基督的肩膀上。
Brothers and sisters, your forgiveness was bought at a great cost.
弟兄姐妹，你所得到的赦免是花了无比的重大的代价买来的。
God's forgiveness is also not forgetting.
神的赦免也不代表是就忘掉了。
In God's word, it does say, does ask God, God, remember my sins no more.
我们的确在圣经里面看到说求神啊，求你不要纪念我的罪恶。
The Bible, the psalmist is not asking God, God, please give me yourself amnesia.
这个诗人作诗的人不是说神啊，请你在这件事上你就有点健忘症吧。
God, I know you're the perfect God who knows everything all the time, but can you just, you know, not know a little bit of something?
神啊，我知道你是 无所不知的，可是你在某些事情上你可不可以选择性的健忘呢？
That doesn't make sense.
这不合理的。
So when the Bible says God forgets our sins and remembers them no more, what is he saying?
当神说他不纪念我们的罪的时候，他在说什么？
He knows our sin.
他知道我们的罪。
He's paid for it himself.
他自己偿还了我们的罪。
But when he forgives us, he no longer holds us accountable for those things.
可是当他赦免我们的时候，他就不再用要我们为我们的罪负责。
At no point in time will God come to us and say, "Well, I think you've got to pay back some of what you owe me."
神不会在某一个时间之中突然对你说，我想你应该开始要偿还你所赦免我所赦免你的那些罪吧。
He's not going to hold it over our head and gloat about it and remind us constantly, "Hey, you messed up."
他不会用这些东西来好像要挟我们，让我们整天有罪疚感。
Remember how much a failure you are?
来控告我们说，你看你是何等的一个失败者。
No, God has forgiven us.
不是的，神赦免了我们。
And when he forgives us, he takes us as if we are in relationship. All that is paid for. It's gone.
当他赦免我们的时候，他等于是说和我们有一个正常的关系，所有那些拦阻的东西都已经被挪掉了。
That's the kind of forgiveness that we ask God for.
这样子的赦免是我们向神所求的赦免。
So in Luke chapter 11, Jesus tells us to pray this.
所以在路加福音第十一章的时候，耶稣是教导门徒这样祷告。
That sin keeps us from the Father.
罪恶使我们和父之间有间隔。
So our greatest need is to pray, verse 4, forgive us our sins.
所以在这里我们的祷告是赦免我们的罪。
Anything that comes between you and me, please, God, get that out of the way.
神啊，我和你之间所有拦阻的东西，求你把它挪开。
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
让我重得你救恩之乐。
Cast me not from your presence.
不要从你面前丢弃我。
But that's not all Jesus tells us to pray.
这不是耶稣所教的所有关于祷告的。
And this next part that we need to pray is scary.
而下一个我们要祷告关于祷告的是蛮可怕的。
Because it seems like God's forgiveness upon us is in some way conditional.
这个下一段好像告诉我们说，我们要得到神的赦免，有些先决条件。
Let's read that whole verse. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us.
所以这边讲到赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人。
We would like Jesus to stop after Father forgive us our sins.
我们很希望耶稣的教导仅仅停留在赦免我们的罪。
Because that's all on God.
所以这样子的话都是神要做的。
I don't have to do anything.
对我没有任何要求。
But yet Jesus teaches us to pray, Father forgive us our sins in the same way we forgive other people who sin against us.
而可是耶稣却叫我们祷告说，父啊，赦免我们的罪，就像我们如何的赦免了别人的罪。
How does that work?
这是怎么样解释呢?
In Matthew chapter 18, Jesus tells another parable. We're not going to read it all because it's a bit too long.
马太福音18章里面有另外一个比喻。
But in Matthew, Jesus tells a parable of a servant.
在马太福音18章，耶稣的比喻讲到一个仆人。
He's a manager that owes something to his master.
他是一个管理产业的人。
And Jesus tells a story that he owes his master 10,000 talents.
这里讲到这个仆人欠他主人10万塔连德银子。
A talent was supposed to be about a year wage.
一塔连德差不多是一年的工资。
So the servant owed 10,000 years worth of wages.
所以这个仆人欠他主人差不多10,000年的工资。
And the master is settling accounts.
但这个主人现在把他叫来要算账。
The servant appears before him.
这个仆人来了。
Master says, here's what you owe.
主人说,这是你欠我的钱。
The servant doesn't even have to look in his wallet.
这个仆人根本不需要把皮夹掏出来。
He knows he doesn't have that kind of money.
他知道他没有办法偿还。
Instead, he throws himself before the master and says, just a little bit more time, I'll pay you back the debt.
而他却是俯伏在主人面前说,再给我一些时间,我必偿还。
And the master knows he can't pay back the debt.
主人知道他根本没有能力偿还。
So Jesus says, so the master forgave him the debt.
所以耶稣说了,这个主人就赦免了这个仆人的所欠的。
These are Jesus' words. The master forgave the debt.
耶稣自己讲了,主人就赦免了他的欠的钱。
That's what God does with us.
这就是神向我们所做的。
Right, the debt we couldn't pay, God pays in of himself.
所以我们无法偿还的债,
and yet Jesus continues the story.
可是耶稣又继续讲了,
and says that this servant, after leaving the master, he went and found another servant.
可是这个仆人出来就碰到了另外一个仆人。
And the other servant owed him just a few hundred dollars.
那另外一个仆人欠这个仆人大概今天大概好比几百块钱。
Right, what we can make in a few days versus what the master just forgave him, which is what he would make in 10,000 years.
所以他的这个仆人欠他的是几天的工资, 而这个主人赦免他的是10,000年的工资。
And this servant grabs this other servant and says, pay me back.
所以他遇见另外这个仆人，他就掐住他的喉咙说：“付偿还我。”
And the other servant does the same thing. He says, just a little bit more time, I'll pay you back.
所以另外一个仆人也做了他所刚刚做的事情，也跪在他面前说：“给我点时间，我一定要，我会全偿还的。”
But the first servant declines.
可是第一个仆人他就拒绝了。
And collects the debt now.
结果他现在就要求。
And has him thrown into prison.
就把这个另外那个仆人下在监里。
The master hears about it.
这个主人听见了。
Furious.
大怒。
Sends that servant to jail until he can pay all of his original debt.
就把第一个仆人下在监里，直到他能够偿还他所欠的一切。
And then Jesus ends the parable with these chilling words.
耶稣在 结束这个比喻的时候讲了一些令人惊讶的事。
So it will be, that's going to be how God treats you if you don't forgive your brother and sister.
你们个人若不从心里赦免你们的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
Matthew says it this way, in Matthew's version of the Lord's Prayer, if you do not forgive your brother or sister, neither will God forgive you.
那在马太福音主导文的教导里面，马太是这样子写的：赦免我们的债，因为我们也免了别人所欠我们的债。
Suddenly, this prayer got a lot harder.
突然这个祷告变得难多了。
Because now Jesus is calling us to forgive others.
耶稣在这里要求我们要赦免别人。
And guess what? It's the same kind of forgiveness that God forgives us with.
是用同样神如何赦免我们，神也要求我们同样赦免别人。
It's a forgiveness that's not earned.
这个赦免不是别人要赚取的。
When someone has wronged us, we need to forgive and we don't need to require them to do anything to get it.
当别人得罪我们的时候，我们要赦免他们，而且我们不是需要他们如何的来偿还。
In Luke chapter 17, Jesus says, if your brother comes to you 10 times a day, just forgive him.
在马太福音讲到，如果你的弟兄来，他十次得罪你，都要赦免他。
And you have to wonder, but what about you being sorry enough?
那难道你就对方就不需要感觉到非常的亏欠，你才赦免他吗？
What about all the hurt and pain that person caused me?
那些人对我所做的这么多伤害，这么多的痛苦呢？
I want him to know what he did to me before I will offer forgiveness.
在我赦免这个人之前，我要让他确切明白他伤害我多深。
But forgiveness, Jesus tells us to forgive with, is not earned.
可是耶稣说，我们要赦免别人的赦免，不是要别人赚取的赦免。
It's also not free.
这个赦免也不是免费的。
It's costly.
是付很重代价的。
Not to the other person, but to us.
对，不是别人要付上，而是我们自己付上。
To forgive that person is going to cost us giving up our own rights.
你要赦免另外一个人，你必须放弃自己的权利。
To let go of all that anger and all that hurt.
要把所有那个愤怒、那些伤害都把它挪开。
And not to hold it against them.
不把这些伤害用这些伤害来质疑对方。
Even if we know we're in the right and they're totally in the wrong.
就算我们知道我们在这件事上是完全正确，对方是完全错的。
Take that debt upon yourself.
把那个单子，那个欠的债自己来背。
And forgive.
来赦免。
And it's not forgetting.
他也第三个，他也不是这个赦免是不忘掉的。
We are not to wait till we forget about it, or is not relevant to us to forgive.
我们不是要等到我们已经对这件事情不记得了，或者觉得不重要了以后，我们才能够赦免对方。
And when we get hurt, especially when we get hurt badly, it just hurts so much.
当我们受伤害的时候，常常这个伤害很深。
And we say, "Oh, just give me some time. I can't forgive you right now."
而我们说，我需要时间，我现在没办法赦免。
The wound is still too fresh.
这些伤口还这么的深。
But Jesus said forgiveness is a forgiveness of the will.
耶稣告诉我们说，我们的赦免是用我们的意志来赦免。
Don't wait till you feel better about that person.
不是等你感觉好一点，好过一点再赦免。
Don't wait till you forget.
你不用等到你忘记这件事之后再赦免。
Take that person and forgive them.
你要找那个人，你要赦免他。
And when you see that person, and no matter what they've done to you, you can still call them brother or sister.
那个伤害你的人，你赦免他以后，你还是能够叫他弟兄姐妹。
To reach out to them with the relationship that they don't deserve.
你要和他恢复一个他不配拥有的关系，你却要给他这样子的关系。
That's what we're called to do.
这就是神召我们来要我们做的。
Brothers and sisters, to be merciful as our God Father is merciful to us.
我们要连续人，像我们的父是连续人的。
And so the most dangerous thing you could ever, ever say is, I can't forgive you.
你所能够说最危险的事情就是我无法赦免你。
I can't forgive you.
我无法赦免你。
I've been hurt too badly.
我受太重的伤害了。
You don't know what they did to me.
你不知道他伤害我多厉害。
You don't know the wounds on my body, on my heart, on my mind.
你不知道他在我身体、心灵、思想中所给我的伤害有多深。
But if we say, I cannot forgive you, we are telling something horrible to God.
可是当我们说我没办法 赦免你的时候，我们在对神说一些很可怕的话。
When you say, I will not forgive, you look at the cross, and you are saying, Jesus, you died for all my sins, but what was done to me, it was worse.
你等于对耶稣说，耶稣啊，你为我在十字架上，为我一切的罪，死在十字架上，而那个人赦免我的事情，超过了你在十字架上所受的刑罚。
Jesus, what you paid for on the cross doesn't cover what I went through.
你在十字架受的刑罚远远抵不上我所经历到的痛苦。
That's the horrible thing we say when we say, I will not forgive.
所以当你说我不愿意赦免，你等于是在说同样的话。
So God says, I will forgive you in the same way that you forgive others.
所以神在这里教导我们说，你们怎么样的赦免别人，我也怎么样的赦免你。
Not because we're buying his forgiveness with our forgiveness.
不是因为我们要借着我们赦免别人来赚取神对我们的赦免。
But we're showing that we actually do have God's forgiveness.
而是借此来显示到我们的确明白了，我们得到了神的这无限大的赦免。
We understand how much our sin has cost God.
我们明白了赦免我们的罪，神付上的代价有多么大。
And that everything else, no matter what people do to us, is a minor sin compared to that.
其他人所对我们能够做的一切的伤害，比起神所承受的都是小的。
Everyone else has a minor debt.
每一个人所被别人欠的，都是一笔不足于道的款项。
And so I forgive.
所以我赦免。
Because I have been greatly forgiven.
因为我被大大的赦免了。
We're still not finished with the verse.
我们几乎要讲完这一节了。
Jesus ends it with this.
耶稣是这样子结束的。
And lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
After we've asked God for forgiveness,
当我们要求神赦免我们。
After we've been restored to a right relation with the Father,
当我们与父神恢复了正常的关系。
We have a great fear.
我们有个很大的忧虑。
We should be afraid of anything that comes in the way again between us and God.
我们这个很大的忧虑应该是我们忧虑我们与神之间会有任何其他东西又介到其中。
I remember reading the story in Europe somewhere. I forgot some of the details, but there was a man who was on trial.
我读到这样子一个故事，我不记得细节，可是一个人他上法庭。
He was on trial for his beliefs.
他为了他的信仰缘故被告。
And the authorities say, aren't you afraid of dying? Can't you recant your ideas?
那个审判他的审判官说，你难道不怕死吗？你到底愿不愿意否认你的信仰？
And he said, I only fear sin.
他说，我只怕犯罪。
We only fear breaking the heart of our Father again.
我们更怕的是再次的伤我们的父神的心。
Anything that gets in the way between us and God.
任何拦阻我们与父之间的东西。
And so we pray at the end, lead us not into temptation.
所以最后我们祷告，不叫我们遇见试探。
Lord, keep us with you.
主啊，把我们与你紧紧的联合在一起。
One of my favorite current praise songs has this as its last verse, the last part of the chorus.
我所喜爱的最喜爱的一个诗歌之一，最后结尾是这样子想的。
And the end of the chorus says, "Jesus, my heart must know I'm pleasing to you."
他说：“耶稣啊，我的心必须知道我在你眼前是蒙你喜悦的。”
Oh, let that be our prayer.
愿这个成为我们的祷告。
I want you to look on me, Father, and I want whatever you to see to please your heart.
父啊，我希望当你看着我的时候，你所有看见的都让你的心得着喜悦。
And anything that gets in the way of that, please, Lord, remove that.
所有会有可能拦阻到我们之间的，求你把它们挪去。
My heart must know.
我们的心必须知道。
I need to know, God, I'm pleasing to you.
我的心一定要知道，神啊，你喜悦我。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
God, our Father,
我们父神
hallowed be your name,
愿人尊你的名为圣
your kingdom come,
愿你的国降临
give us each day our daily bread,
我们日用的饮食今天赐给我们
Lord, forgive us our sins,
主啊，赦免我们的罪
As we forgive those who sin against us.
如同我们赦免凡得罪我们的人。
And lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Lord, may the cry of our heart be, Father, I need to know that we're okay.
愿我们的心向你的呼求是父啊，我愿知道我在你面前与你是间隔无阻。
I need to know there's nothing coming in between us.
我需要知道我们之间没有任何间隔。
I need that closeness.
我需要与你亲密。
I need that eternal life that Jesus has described as knowing God the Father and Christ the Son.
我需要知道那永生的真理，就是认识父神并耶稣基督。
Oh Lord, sanctify us and purify us.
父神，求你洁净我们，洗净我们。
May we be totally and wholly pleasing to you.
愿我们全然的、全心的在你面前蒙你喜悦。
A delight to our heavenly Father.
在父神眼中为可喜悦的。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.